Chapter 10, Section 4, America as a World Power. Before you read. In the last section, you learned about the growth of American imperialism. In this section, you will learn how Roosevelt and Wilson used American military and economic power. Teddy Roosevelt and the World. How did Roosevelt use American power? In 1901, President McKinley was assassinated, and Theodore Roosevelt became president. Roosevelt continued the policies of imperialism. He first used U.S. influence to help settle the Russo-Japanese War. The war began in 1904. Both Russia and Japan wanted to control Korea. Japan captured Korea and also invaded Manchuria, which was controlled by Russia. Then, Japan wanted to stop the fighting. The Japanese asked President Roosevelt to mediate the conflict. In 1905, representatives of Russia and Japan met. Roosevelt used his personal charm to help them negotiate a compromise. They signed a treaty, and Roosevelt received the 1906 Nobel Peace Prize for his efforts. Roosevelt also used his influence to help build the Panama Canal. The idea of a canal connecting the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans had been discussed for some time. Such a canal would cut travel time for military and commercial ships. Ships would no longer have to go all the way around South America in order to get from one ocean to the other. The narrow Isthmus of Panama was a logical place to cut a canal. Political problems stood in the way, however. Panama was a province of Colombia. When Colombia did not agree to the canal, the United States helped Panama to rebel against Colombia. Panama became independent. Then the United States got Panama's permission to build the canal. Construction of the Panama Canal was one of the world's greatest engineering accomplishments. Work began in 1904 and took 10 years. In 1913, there were 43,400 workers on the project. The work was hard and dangerous. On August 15, 1914, the canal opened for business. It was a success from the start. More than 1,000 ships passed through during its first year. However, relations between the United States and Latin America had been damaged by the takeover of Panama. President Roosevelt wanted the United States to be the major power in the Caribbean and Central America. He declared his policy in a message to Congress in 1904. His statement was called the Roosevelt Corollary. A corollary is a logical result of another statement. In this case, the Monroe Doctrine of 1823. That doctrine had said the United States would not allow European influence in the Western Hemisphere. Roosevelt now said that the United States had the right to intervene in Latin American countries to protect U.S. business interests. In 1911, President Taft used this policy in Nicaragua. A rebellion had left the country in debt. Taft arranged for U.S. bankers to loan Nicaragua money. In exchange, American business took control of the railroads and banks in the country. They also collected Nicaragua's custom duties. Nicaraguans did not like this arrangement. They rebelled. The United States then sent troops to Nicaragua to preserve the peace. Those who did not like this kind of intervention called it dollar diplomacy. Question 1. What are two ways Roosevelt used U.S. power in other countries? Woodrow Wilson's missionary diplomacy. Why did President Wilson send troops to Mexico? President Woodrow Wilson took a step beyond Presidents Monroe and Roosevelt by adding a moral tone to Latin American policy. He said that the United States must act in certain circumstances. This so-called missionary diplomacy meant that the United States could not officially recognize governments that were oppressive, undemocratic, or opposed to U.S. business interests. The new doctrine put pressure on countries to have democratic governments. A revolution in Mexico tested this policy. In 1910, Mexican peasants and workers rebelled against their military dictator. Two new governments followed, the second headed by General Victoriano Huerta. Wilson refused to support the Huerta government because it came to power through violence. Wilson sent in troops. When a new leader, Venustiano Carranza, took power in Mexico, Wilson withdrew the troops. Mexico remained in turmoil. Under the leadership of Francisco Pancho Villa and Emiliano Zapata, rebels revolted against Carranza. Some of Villa's followers killed Americans. The United States wanted to capture Villa. Finally, the Mexican government gave permission to send in troops. Wilson sent General John J. Pershing with 15,000 soldiers. A year later, Villa was still free. Wilson then stationed 150,000 National Guardsmen along the border. Mexicans were angered by the U.S. invasion. In 1916, U.S. troops fought with Carranza's army. In 1917, Wilson withdrew U.S. troops. At that time, he was facing possible war in Europe. Finally, Mexico adopted a constitution. The Mexicans regained control of their own resources and put limits on foreign investment. American intervention in Mexico showed how far the United States was willing to go to protect its economic interests. In the early 20th century, the U.S. pursued several foreign policy goals. It expanded its access to foreign markets. It built a modern navy to protect its interests abroad. It used its international police power to get its way in Latin America. Question 2. What were two reasons Wilson sent troops to Mexico?